Here we are in the studio.
How do you just come out with those things?
We're comparing feet. Now, if I was brave enough to take my shoes off, you'd see I've got hairy little hobbit toes.
Oh dear, is that how we're starting the session today?
Yeah, it. Where my feet come from Middle Earth.
It's amazing how we decided, yeah, so let's talk about Christmas and what have we done? Little feet and Middle Earth. There's still time.
So
both of them are relevant.
Let's just wind this back in. Here we are in the studio and we're going to talk about...
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time, but yeah, not necessarily.
It's kind of spooky walking around doing shopping with Christmas carols that do all this stuff.
To me, it feels like madness because, of course, we're down under.
Yes, that's right.
It's hot. There's no snow. And yet people are, you know, putting the snow... stuff on the
snow iconography all over everything.
Yeah, like it's just so bizarre. And my daughter comes home talking about Christmas in winter. It's winter, mm-hmm. isn't it, Mummy? Mm. No, it's not winter.
It must be so confusing.
But Santa comes in winter, doesn't he, Mummy?
This is what happened to us poor Australian kids when we were growing up. We didn't know what hemisphere we're in.
You'll spend all this time getting her to really understand that, no, Santa comes in the southern hemisphere where we are. See, here's a globe. Santa comes in the summer. And just when she's getting it, then you have to go, there's no Santa.
Well, I have avoided lying so far, but yeah, it's amazing how we lap it up, though. Mm. You know, as little people.
Do you remember Christmas when you were little?
Yes, I do. I wrote him letters.
Mm. One of my favorite things was a can of Santa snow, and I would spray white everywhere.
Oh, I know. I still love, like, when I see a tree with like that fake flocking all over it. One part of my brain goes, "Ugh, how disgusting!" Put all the chemicals. And the other part goes, "Yippee!"
Well, if you come from the Northern Hemisphere, I'm sure there's some kind of nostalgia there.
Just reach out the window and get your own snow.
If you've never had it, it's just a bit weird. What is this world?
And yet, you're from here. Your whole upbringing with Christmas has been a warm weather Christmas, and yet you're still sort of hitting that disconnect with the grappling with it.
There's no escaping. There's no escaping. All of the imagery, it's just outrageous.
Snowmen.
But there's not enough, because when I say the Santa and the board shorts thing, I just go, doing, that's not Christmas.
I know, but we live in a desert country, but here we are, covered in snow, in virtual...
Tasmania had snow.
Plastic snow.
They did, and Robertson had it like 30 years ago on Christmas Day here in the Australia land where we are broadcasting from. Did you knew that, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, it's a thing.
We 30 had, years ago.
It was like, I think it was like the early 80s.
I was born in 80.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe you were too young to know.
Get back on topic. Sorry.
Back on topic.
It's Christmas.
You were being told about that whole Christmas thing and it's the summer and then it dumped snow. I wonder. That's why you're having a disconnect. But anyhow. And we were talking about how... what's going on? It's a very fraught time on the planet right now, and probably the most ever, because there are more people than ever on the planet, and there are so much division, with people feeling strongly one way and another way, and the energy
people being affected.
What's that?
People being affected.
Oh yeah, huge. And then it's Christmas, you know, and at one point, in one sense, you're kind of going. Just like in a family, if there's like a big family fight erupts and then Christmas happens, you're like, oh, this is a really bad time for Christmas to happen, you know? Yeah. It's like what's going on in the world. It's like, not the best time for Christmas to happen.
No.
But on the other hand...
Thank God.
Yes! Because we need Christmas energy.
We need something.
We need those peace on earth messages.
To feel good about.
We need people, even if you're only doing it because you're listening to Christmas carols and it's reminding you of that stuff, I think we need to kind of... move into that.
I've been reminded a lot lately of the very early practices of the positive thinking and raising your vibration through your mood and through what you focus upon and the virtues of doing that. You know, things can be really bad, and I know lots of people are having shock events, traumatic events or breakups or losing everything or discovering something that really rocks their world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really... there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons that we can feel
heart. Lots of heartquakes.
heart quakes for sure. For me, it's the being surrounded by a constant sense of contradiction, more so at this time of year, apart from the weather and it not snowing and it, you know, there being blowflies everywhere.
It's really nice here in Australia at Christmas.
It really is. And all the snakes come out.
Oh, Stephen, no one's going to come and visit Australia.
But
he's lying.
But the other contradictions is just simply turning on the news and seeing the what's happening on a geopolitical level. Mm. And, you know... And,
where's the love?
And we're also a fat country. And, you know, there's plenty of food here and fresh water. And there's lots of places where it isn't happening. And it's all of this contradiction that really unravels me.
Mm.
It really upsets me. Reaching into your pocket, buying things, buying silly things. You know, it's really hard. And at the same time, I want to have fun. And I also want to be frivolous as well.
Frivolity.
So this is the contradiction.
It is. It's a contradiction because, I mean, when we were kids, we weren't worried about... plastic waste, and we weren't worried about landfill blatant consumerism and stuff like that. And so it was all really about abundance. Christmas was about abundance.
That's right.
And
In
every way, you weren't worried about your footprint at all.
Mm-hmm.
You were dancing.
Yeah.
And now, when we try to go back into those traditions... And I was thinking of it as I was pulling out old boxes of Christmas wrapping paper and bags and things that I've saved, because I've tried to kind of recycle as much as possible. I have ribbon on my tree that is about 15 years old. It's been used so many times.
Gorgeous.
But I don't do anywhere near is not enough. Mm. So I was sort of aware that we're at a crossroads, and I think that... we will all be changing our traditions to kind of incorporate this new worldview, but we have to still do it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to still feel wonderful and abundant and be a vision of positivity, instead of doing it in a way that is constantly aware of kind of how messed up our planet is getting.
That's exactly right. And then it'll also, I mean, I'm starting to sound like a bit of a bummer here. It's I don't even really identify as being a Christian either. Mm. So there you go. You know.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, Christians.
How about a pagan?
Always,
this is a pagan.
Well, I can look into the look into the pagan side of Christian.
Sure, absolutely.
Christmas.
Because it borrows from a lot of traditions.
Yeah, it really does.
Druids
so
and.
I've got to find my own source. Do.
I went to a little playgroup. We have a local playgroup here held by the church, and they put out an invitation to all the families saying, come and hear what Christmas is really about. And, you know, immediately I'm on alert thinking more of the, you know, mind washed or conditioning of Jesus, you know, was born in a manger,
mm-hmm.
and there were three wise men and, you know, that story. And, you know, I went to Israel and I went to the Red Sea, and there was a lot of people wanting ownership. I mean, we know there's a lot of people who have the story of Jesus was actually from their country. He was actually black. He was actually from
Nigeria or something.
Yeah. Like there's so many conflicting, much conflicting information. So it's kind of lost. I mean, I think for me, it feels better to just remain true to the spirit of Jesus's teachings,
mm-hmm.
if they were his teachings. I mean, they sound pretty good,
mm-hmm.
About loving one another,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, giving to one another and healing one another and being present
and,
for one
and,
another.
And that's how you get through all of this contradiction, I think, is to just find that source, that core message. And I was just wondering how this conversation was going to work into tapping today. Is it about finding your way through those contradictions?
Well, sometimes those contradictions can actually, like, I wasn't... Because it's not snowy and cold and everything, although we've had some pretty checkerboard weather, cold one day, warm the next day, cold one. So that's been helping me when it's cold on certain days. But I haven't really been in the Christmas mood. And today I've got friends arriving for Christmas, and then I've got family coming right the day after, and I needed to create a Christmas environment for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
dig deep.
Dig deep, me. Seriously. So about a week ago, I thought, you know, I'm getting scared about how much I have to do in that regard, so I better get started. So I just kind of pulled out the decorations and just tasked myself with just doing a little bit at a time. And then I found myself kind of getting into it. And then I went and got Christmas music and transferred it all from my old hard drive so I could listen to it now. And as I was listening to it, it was like taking me into that place, not because of what it's about, not because of it has anything to do with anything. It's just that it puts me in a place of innocence and excitement.
Yeah.
That's it.
And when you were a child.
Yeah. And that, I know my vibration was through the roof. I listened to 5 different versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is my favorite Christmas carol.
Okay.
Diana Krall, Joni Mitchell, on and on and on. And I never got sick of it. Mm. And I just thought, this is so supercharging my heart because it's putting me in that place when there was no contradiction about Christmas.
Mm.
It's just
about magic.
It was about magic, and it was about abundance, and it was about surprises, and it was about
impossibility.
Yes, and I loved the not the word tradition doesn't sound kind of sparkly enough for what I was feeling. It's the ritual, and all of the imagery. It just took you out of your day, your normal daily life, and put you in a floating cloud castle of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I listen to that music and I see the sparkly lights on the tree and I see, and it's great because, you know, my guests are arriving in like an hour and I am ready and I'm opening my arms in the house and I feel like I have the Christmas spirit to offer them.
Yeah.
But if I look too closely at any of that stuff, it all falls apart in terms of what it means, in terms of, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to find your meaning there.
Yeah, exactly.
The meaning's not found in those external stories. Uh-uh. It's in your experience.
Literally it's just the experience.
And also the ritual, I think, hooks you into, activates if you've got Christmas as a ancestral tradition within you. I think the ritual actually accesses, activates all of that stuff.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, and I think that's what rituals are for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my salmon side might not be.
I know. So what's going on?
There.
I know. But
is there
an
equivalent?
But you have a carling
in culture?
There.
I do.
So
well, they had the missionaries come a long, long time ago. So there would have been some, I'm sure, some celebration around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. You have a Scandinavian surname.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't your dad Irish or Scandinavian?
He's English, but there was Scottish Irish back then.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least half your DNA.
But there was also lots of, I mean, no one really knows what their DNA is. This is what people are.
I want to get that test and find out what highways and byways of my DNA would be interesting.
It'd be very exciting.
I hope I've got something exotic because I don't think anything's super exotic. It's like.
Well, sometimes you come.
Do you really?
I can see some. Yeah.
You're just teasing me. Are you serious? Yeah. Tell me. Does it seem like there's anything more exotic than?
There's a bit of alien in you, I think, occasionally.
That's so exotic right now. The fact that you look.
No.
So I guess what we're discussing, and I like where we've arrived, is that whatever the environment is on the world scale and the world channel, it's important to access that internal magic or whatever Christmas means to you, whether it's love or connection or, you know, try and amp that up. Try and really turn up the volume on that
and
indulge in that vibration because that will really serve you. And serve
the
planet.
Exactly. And try and get over all of the family stuff that gets activated and hook into that bigger
picture.
Well,
I have children, so that really helps me.
I know,
me.
And I've got relatives arriving, so, you know, I'm already activated, you know. but I'm going to have to just transcend it to hook into that beauty and that really rich tradition that is inside
you,
of me.
I feel that you're anchoring a lot for everyone who's flocking to you.
Thank
so
you.
So you just be your channel, you are. Yeah.
What makes you feel that Christmassy magical feel? Is it when you stare at your tree or when you have some eggnog, or what is it for
Christmas
you?
Christmas carols sets me off.
Okay, so that's your go-to then.
Yeah.
Hit the Christmas carols really hard.
Yeah.
OD.
But you know,
OD.
But I'm the music guy. Of course, I get into the music. You know.
Yay.
So.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's tap ourselves into a high Christmas vibration.
What a great idea! Thank you.